South Shore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hackelaw along with Beth Foster, and every week at this time, Beth, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell at ActSmart IT in Wareham. But he's not at ActSmart IT in Wareham this week. Oh, no. He joins us in the house this week here to come into our brand new state-of-the-art broadcast studios here at Broadcast House. David Snell, good morning.
Such a treat to be here in the studio with you guys.
I know. We're so happy to have you. It's so nice to meet you finally in person,
I know. Yeah. No, we appreciate this. And I know it's been a while since we've had you in studio, David, through the years, I know. But this is kind of fun to have you in the studio today for our Tech Talk segment, which we have been doing forever. How long have we been doing these now? Does anyone keep track? How many years has it been? Has it been decades at this point?
24 years.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. All right.
So I was
just out of high school.
Seriously. I love that. This is like a big wedding anniversary almost.
Wow.
Some marriages don't even make it to 24 years.
Wow. Crazy. No, it's hard to imagine. But yeah, David,
that's lovely.
One of my first segments, when you think about it at this point, with me being with this show, the
right.
morning show. So, David, great to have you in, and this week the topic, National Public Data, NPD filing for bankruptcy. Okay, what's this all about?
Okay, so we talked about the NPD data heist or ransom of data that was stolen from this company's servers, and now because of all the different people that have been affected by this, they've chosen to file bankruptcy rather than try to pay off the people who are suing them, as well as credit monitoring for about 2.9 billion records.
Wow.
That's in, well,
that's
we know,
sneaky.
Like, with many businesses, it's much easier to file for bankruptcy than it is to pay off everything. Because usually, obviously, the reason you go into bankruptcy, you can't be paying everything, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. And apparently, their insurance company has refused the claims. So they're not going to give them any money to help them out.
Wow.
One of the primary reasons I wanted to talk about this today is because you think about NPD public data, maybe you're all picturing a large organization
mm-hmm.
that's been collecting billions of records of people around the country.
I'm seeing it's not.
It's not. It's not. So the sole owner and operator operated this business out of his home with two HP Pavilion desktop computers valued at about $200 each. A ThinkPad laptop valued at about $100, and five Dell servers estimated to be about $2,000.
Okay, so it does sound like a lean, mean operation.
It sure does.
I mean, good for him for building it up, but it's unfortunate it's at this point now.
Correct. He brought in over $1 million last year, according to the records, but he's got less than $35,000 in a bank.
Ooh.
Well, so wait a minute. What happened to this guy then? I mean, talk about how much it doesn't cost a lot, right, to have this business.
I'm going to think just the electricity, because the computers are so old, he hasn't been upgrading them.
Yeah.
Is there any culpability on him? Did he do the proper protocol against hackers? Like, was his company operating in a safe manner to protect people's identities?
You really don't know if that's actually what he was doing. But the problem in the country, in the U.S., is that we have no regulations to manage this type of a business.
Oh, that's not good.
None whatsoever.
Okay.
So even if he's culpable, if he files bankruptcy, sells his house and moves to the island somewhere, there's nothing that's going to happen to him.
Hmm.
We can't touch him.
So nothing he did is illegal, even though all the problems that were left in the wake.
Correct. Nothing he did was illegal, and there were companies, and hopefully not too many individuals, doing this everywhere. But this guy, unfortunately, had a problem. Got 2.9 billion records of U.S. citizens out there in the ether, where everyone has access to it now.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when we talked about this live a couple of months ago, that we recommended everybody freeze their credit.
Yeah.
And this is the reason to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because this data is still out there. When they couldn't get ransom money for the data, the company that grabbed it just released it all on the internet. So it's all out there for free, and everybody is accessing it.
Wow.
And that means somebody could open up a credit card in your name.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Try to buy a house or do anything, even take your medical records.
Right. No, that's scary.
So what do what's going to happen now, David? I mean, do you support, do you think we do need regulation when it comes to, I mean, preventing this from happening again? What's the lesson that we can learn here?
We can learn the lesson from the European Union. They put the GDPR in place a couple of years ago, which protects their citizens from all types of things like this, including vendors like Amazon and Apple taking private information from their citizens. So if we were to implement some type of compliance regulation like that, we would be much better off. And I really think that we should.
I don't understand why we have not. I mean, we have all these instances of data being leaked and hackers are being hackers. I mean, they're very talented people, I must admit to that. So how come we're so far behind considering the European Union thought of this years ago?
Because our government structure is always at loggerheads about everything. So that if one party wants it and the other party doesn't, it just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Just, it gets pushed off. And
let's put that into committee.
It's a shame.
Let's put that into committee. We'll discuss it. Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, the wheels of government turn very slowly.
Yep.
And you know, I mean, and for some things, that's a great thing. And for other things, it's not a good thing. And specifically, when it comes to this, usually we'll always be behind, I guess.
Yeah, but we have now we have a roadmap to catch up.
Yep.
We just need to follow the roadmap that the European Union has already done.
Right.
I think it'd be the best thing for us.
I think so, too. And also, the only situation that he has to be liable for is paying for credit monitoring. But this bankruptcy wipes that from his responsibilities.
Yep.
Okay,
wow.
That's so interesting. And also, I know that you've mentioned this before. There are websites where people could possibly look up if they've been compromised their data. Is there a website that specifically says national public data leak?
Or? There is.
Okay.
There is. So, and we've talked about this before. It's Have I Been Pawned or Pwned? And we have the links on the website. It does separate national public data.
Oh, it does.
And many other data breaches so that you can see if you were involved. But honestly, if you were involved in this NPD breach, the figure is 2.9 billion records.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The American population is under 400 million.
Right.
So it's data on multiple individuals, multiple pieces of data.
Yeah.
So, you're there. You need to take action.
No, I figure, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like it's not, you know, what, you know, if, but when, really, and you think at some point we're probably all part of some kind of data breach.
I mean,
unfortunately,
exactly.
I mean,
my oldest Gmail was, the Pwned website said that it was compromised, and so I have to get it together, I will admit, but.
Yeah, they saw the data. I think I got something from that concert people, whatever, that my data was hacked.
Oh,
I must have bought
yeah.
something from that event. What is it, Ticketmaster?
Or oh, for sure, Live Nation.
Yeah. Whatever it is. It came in the mail and it was all for sorts of legal stuff. So
right. Yeah. That makes me think, I know, I get a bunch of those class action lawsuits.
Yeah.
That makes me think, though, like, what did somebody participate in that national public data would have their information? Like, what kind of clients did they?
They took data from all sources.
Okay.
It wasn't like just a healthcare breach or anything like that. It was everything they could find. This guy was able to get data, 2.9 billion data points.
Yeah.
One guy.
So it's one guy sitting
now,
there.
Now, let me
all
ask you this.
All kinds of businesses,
now,
when, yeah.
What prevents Salvatore, Mr. Salvatore Verini Jr., from doing this again? Now, so he has the, you know, he files for bankruptcy and you know, maybe didn't do anything illegal. What prevents a guy from setting up shop again and trying this model?
Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah,
nothing
he can do it again.
Well,
he can
do
it again. Because we have no regulations against it.
Yeah.
Or no rules you actually live by if you do this type of data aggregation.
So if he was in Europe, would he be facing criminal charges?
Yes, he would.
Okay. And then for what, like, what reason would they charge him?
Because they have the data protection rules
right.
in place. So you can't collect data on the citizens.
Oh.
You can't do it.
Oh, yeah. I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, it's not even possible.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah. Wow. National public data filing for bankruptcy. And again, the breach occurred in December 2023 and exposed approximately 2.9 billion records.
You're right. What do they want with my data? I'm not that interesting.
But your bank accounts are.
No, but they're not, though.
For now.
The new ones they can set up in your name,
that's
maybe.
That's true. So, you're right. I have a $1,000 limit on my credit card, and it does not go very far.
David, where can people go to read this latest blog about NPD?
Go to xsmartit.com and click on my blog link and find all the information on NPD. And we have all of our archives for the past 24 years.
Wow. How about that?
We love that.
Yeah. Even if we don't, we'll find them.
I want to listen to young Rob. I want to listen to Rob 25 years ago.
Hi, David. Yeah, we'll try to recreate that some other time. All right, David Snell, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, David.
Have you in the house. David Snell, actsmartit.com, actsmartit.com.